Come up this morning, man. I just been happy all week. I'm talking about like a pig in the sunshine, man. I'm telling you what, know what's been prayed and just thankful for that. And sister joining church, I tell you, just does your heart good and what the Lord does. And man, just knowing everything that's going on. And man, I just love what God's doing. I love being a born again child of God. I have more fun asleep than most of the world has awake. Amen. I just thank God for it, man. I don't know. I just thank myself happy, Brother Kevin. I get thinking about the Lord. And had a funeral yesterday, and not a young man, he was an older man, 63-year-old. He walked in and he sat down right behind me, and I knew the Lord sent him there. I knew he sent him there. He's a truck driver from over around Hickory Flat, and he sat down behind me. And man, I got to share the gospel with him. We got to talk, and I told him, I said, me and you got kindred spirits. I don't know what you got going on, but I'm 18 years clean. And he said, I'm 3 years clean. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, preacher, how'd you know that? He said, I ain't never done drugs, but I've been an alcoholic, and I'm 3 years clean. Just got talking to the man, kindred spirit. Well, he just lined up there in that area. And I got to look at my watch. I said, man, I got to go. I got to get up there and preach. He said, you preaching today? I said, yeah. He said, oh, me. And, you know, you're just happy. Most times, I reckon they think preachers ought to be doom and gloom. And ain't got a lot to be happy of, but I've got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. I deserved hell, and he gave me heaven. That's not enough to get you fired up. I don't know what will. Acts chapter number 26 is where I want to be at tonight for a few moments. And I want to just talk to you tonight about I thank myself happy. I just thank myself happy tonight. Paul here is talking to Agrippa, and he's going to permit Paul the opportunity to speak. And Paul said, and I quote, he said, I thank myself happy. Now he gets to speak for himself and nobody else. I thank God tonight you don't have to tell my testimony. I thank God tonight that I tell my own testimony. I can share how Jesus Christ saved me. We was talking in Sunday school this morning. You can have head knowledge. You can examine that Bible. You can know it front to back. But do you know the time you got born again? Do you know the time you got washed in the blood of Jesus? Do you know the time that you've been delivered, set free? Man, I'm telling you, that makes all the difference in the world. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 1 and verse number 2. I thank myself happy. Are you happy tonight? Say amen. Man, I'm happy tonight, ain't you? Look what the Bible says. Then King Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. And then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. Here's what he said. He told old King Agrippa, he said, I thank myself happy. I thank myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you tonight, Father. Lord, I'm thankful that I get to come to your house on a Sunday night and preach your word. Lord, I thank you tonight for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to move on this congregation tonight. Move on me, illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue. Let me preach, thus saith the word of God tonight. Lord, I've got so much to be happy for. I've got so much to be thankful for, Father. And it's not what's in the bank account. It's not what the shoes I got on my feet, but it's who I got living in my heart. His name is Jesus Christ tonight, God Almighty, the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you that you live inside of me tonight. Lord, I thank you that I'm not who I used to be. I thank you that I've been changed. I thank you that I've been converted. I thank you that I've been washed. I thank you that I've been cleansed. I thank you that I've been set free tonight, Father. And Lord, I pray for the next few moments you have your will and way. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. And here's what he said. Oh, King Agrippa, he comes here and Paul is being examined. And King Agrippa is going to examine Paul for what he was spreading about Jesus Christ. He was going to examine him and he was going to bring him to courts and examine what he was talking about Jesus Christ. And Paul said, I thank myself happy. He said, I thank myself happy because I'm going to answer for myself. The Bible says in Romans 14 and verse number 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Hey, tonight we're all going to stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account of what we've done with his son Jesus. I tell people all the time when I go to a funeral and maybe somebody's lived a rough life or maybe they don't know where they're going to spend eternity and they just don't know. And they tell me, say, preacher, how are you going to handle this one? And this is what I say. No matter if they're saved or lost, they're in the hands of a just God. Whatever that individual did with the son Jesus is what the Father would do with them. If they accepted the son Jesus, He will accept them. If they rejected the Son Jesus, He's going to reject them. But here, Paul said, ain't nobody going to stand for me. I'm going to stand for myself, and I'm going to proclaim what Jesus has done in my life. You say, preacher, why did he want to do that? Look with me, if you will, in verse number 13 tonight. Here's why. Because Paul said he had saw the light. He said, I saw the light. Man, I want to ask you tonight, have you saw the light? Have you seen the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The Bible says in Matthew 5:16, so let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You say, what's the big deal about having a light that's lit for Jesus Christ? Friends, tonight I want to say to you, it's a big deal in the world we live in that if you call yourself a Christian, you ought to let your light shine. You ought to be a light in this dark world. You say, preacher, what is that? Why is it so hard to be a light for Jesus Christ? In Isaiah 14, he was talking about old Lucifer, and he called him the morning light. He was the morning light. He was the daybreak. That's what Lucifer was. He was that light. He was that light that broke the day. He was that bright light. If I could tell you that today. And when he got cast out of heaven, no longer is he that light. And now you become that light. You become the light of the world. Satan lost all of his power, all of his glory, everything that he had. And tonight I want you to know that's why tonight you are the light of the world. You've took his place. You've took what he had. He used to be that light, and now he's no longer that light. Why? Because he wanted to be equal with God. And he said, you can't do that. You can't come up to where I'm at. He said, there's no way of that tonight. And tonight I want you to know God's gave you that light, and he's gave me that light, and he's called you and he's called me the light of the world. And here's what Paul said in verse number 13. He said, I have saw the light. Look at verse 13. And at midday, here's what he's telling the king. He said, this is why I'm happy. He said, at midday, O king, I saw in the way of a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. I want to say to you tonight in 1 John 1:5, the Bible says that God is light. Amen? That God is light tonight. If you get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, the light will come on. Amen? Because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You say, preacher, are there no darkness around God? There's not even a shadow in heaven. That's how bright God is. That's how bright His light is. And if He's living inside of you, all that darkness ought to be gone out of your life. It ought to be gone out of where you live and what's going on in your life. You say, what kind of light is it, preacher? I want you to know it is a bright light tonight. He said it came down from heaven. Amen? It's a bright light tonight. It's a big light, but it's also, Brother Kelvin, a burning light. Our God is a consuming fire. All around me tonight, this light, it was quick when it came upon Paul. Man, I want you to know the day I got saved, it was quick when that light bulb come on. It was quick when it come on. And tonight, Paul said in Acts chapter number 9, let me show you this tonight. He said, I'm happy that I get to speak for myself. I'm happy tonight that nobody else has to tell about my experience. I can tell it myself. And look what he said tonight. He said, I saw the light. That's why I'm happy. I have saw the light. No longer am I in darkness, but I am in the marvelous light. And look what he said in Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 3. And as he journeyed, Paul was going about his way. He wasn't thinking nothing about God. He wasn't thinking nothing about being saved. He wasn't thinking nothing about being born again. And all of a sudden, look what the Bible said. And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus. And suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. What was that, preacher? That was the Holy Ghost of heaven shining down. That was God himself. He came down to get his attention. And friends, can I say to you tonight, when God gets a man's attention, he gets his attention. Amen? Whoa, glory. Amen. And at midday, O king, I saw in the way of a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. He said, there ain't no light no brighter than what I saw. Folks, I'm telling you, I thank God for that light that shines in my life. He said that light was shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And we were all falling to the earth. Acts 26:14, and I heard a voice speaking unto me. Paul said, I ain't only saw the light, but I've heard the voice. I don't know about you tonight, but I sure am thankful that I ain't only saw the light, but I heard his voice. Can I get an amen? Hey, I know what he sounds like. I know when he talks to me. I know when he walks with me. And I want you to get this. When he came to where that Saul was, and he called on the name. He called on Saul to be saved. I want you to get this. Not only did Saul see the light, but he heard the voice, and God knew his name. Amen? I thank God tonight that I'm not a number in heaven, but I got a name written down. Woo! Glory to God. Boy, I know it's Sunday night, but it does me good. It does me good tonight to know that I saw the light. I've heard his voice, and I got a name written in heaven. Look what he said here. He said, Saul, Saul, in verse number 14. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It's hard for what you're doing. Paul said, I saw the light, but also heard his voice. Amen. He said, I saw the light, but I heard his voice. He said, preacher, what did he mean when he said he heard my voice? He heard the voice. Number one, he knew his name. He said, Saul, Saul. Men all around him, whole company with him, and he called on him. He called on him to be saved. You can be in a service just like this right here. People all in the pews, and the Holy Spirit come down to the exact one he wants to touch, the exact one he wants to put under conviction, the exact one he wants to draw to him. Ain't you thankful for that tonight? That we serve a God that big that he even knows your name tonight. He knows your name. He knows right where you're at tonight. You say, preacher, I'm all alone. Nobody knows about me. He's a God in heaven that knows you. Amen. He's a God in heaven. He knew his name. He knew his nationality. Get this tonight. Look what he said. He said he came to me and he talked to me in the Hebrew tongue. He not only did he know his name, but he spoke where he could understand it. Ain't you thankful for that tonight? That you ain't got to be very intelligent. All you got to do is say, God, I hear you. I hear you. I know what you're telling me. He said he knew his name. He knew my nationality. And more than that, he knew my need. Paul said he knew I had a need even when I didn't even know I had a need. Man, I don't know about you, but that does me good. Before I ever know that I got a need, God done knows the need that's coming to my life. Turn with me, if you will, tonight in the Bible, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 15 tonight. Let me show you this in the Bible. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 15. Paul said, I saw the light. I thank myself happy that I saw the light. He said, I thank myself happy that I heard the voice. Man, I've heard the voice of God. He called my name and I answered that call. You know how many people that he's called and they did not answer? You know how many people that has called and got up and walked right back out and would not answer the call on their life, not answer what God wanted them to do, not answer to be saved because they didn't think they could live it, didn't think they could live up to it? Can I say to you now, there's not a person in this life can be a Christian without Jesus Christ living inside of them. At your best, it's filthy rags in the sight of God. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, I saw the light. I heard the voice. He knew my name. He knew my nationality. He knew my need. 1 Timothy 1:15. And here's what Paul told young Timothy. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. He said, everything you need to know is right here. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Paul said, I was the chief. There's not none greater as a sinner than I was. He said, man, I lived that life. I persecuted Christians. I'm telling you, I was a heathen among heathens. But he saved my soul. Oh, glory. Okay. Can I say to you, let me go on here. Let me move on here. He said, not only did he know my name and my nationality and my need, but he said, Jeremiah was right in Jeremiah 1:5. When he said, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed thee. Turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse number 5 tonight. He said he knew his need. He knew the need. He said, I saw the light. I heard the voice. I knew the need that you had in your life. And man, can you just imagine how right Jeremiah was? Jeremiah 1:5. And here's what he said in Jeremiah 1:5. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Now that's a God right there. That's a God we serve right there. You're talking about being happy. You ought to be happy tonight. Before you was ever formed in the belly. Think about that. Before I formed thee in the belly. Man, that's a God we serve, ain't it? That's something to be happy about. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. He told Jeremiah, he said, man, I know everything about you. Not only that, but he said this. He said, look, even Job was right. Job said this in Job 19:26, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. How did Job know that, being the oldest book of the Bible? How did he know? How did Job know that the Lord liveth? Because God is a spirit. How do you know he's real tonight? How do you know God's real tonight? How do you know he's alive in your life? Because, amen, he lives inside of you, don't he? Son, you know when he's in there. You know when you saw the light. You know when that light is right. You know when that's right in your life. You know it. You know it. You know when you've heard the voice. Man, you've heard that voice. You've heard what God's called. And here's what he said. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Let me show you this in Acts 26, if you will, tonight. I'll show you this going on through the Bible tonight. Acts 26, he said this in verse number 13. And at midday, O king, I saw in the way of a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when they were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice. He said, man, I heard a voice. I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the bricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? He knew that somebody was talking to him that had a power. He knew somebody was talking to him that had authority. Folks, listen to me tonight. I have problems with folks that are saved and they live the way they want to live and just run all over the Holy Ghost. I have a problem with that because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me is huge. It's huge. Nothing to do with my faith. I got a small faith. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. She'll tell you right now. I'm like, what are we going to do? Worry to death? Don't know what to do. None of y'all do that? Man, I'm telling you, I do. But I can get down and pray about it, and the source that I have, Jesus Christ, is huge. He makes a way when there is no way. And Paul knew. He said, Lord, who art thou? He said, who are you talking to me? Who is this that's talking to me? Who is this that's shining this light down? Who is this that's called my name? I need to know who this is. Why do you go to church sometimes and your heart gets beaten out of control? You get that old lump in your throat. And you think, if I just get out the back, it ain't the preacher talking to you. Preacher conviction is useless. Man, any preacher can put you under conviction if they got any salt about them. That ain't what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of folks that's riding that to heaven and they ain't going to get there. Because the preacher told them they were saved. But it's the Holy Ghost, Brother John, that moved on your life, that moved on you. Son didn't have to go beg, plead, pry, nothing. Why? Because that Spirit done its job. When that Spirit gets on a man, woman, boy, or girl, it changes everything. And tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is Paul said, this same thing happened to me is what's going to happen to you in your life. You may not have seen a light, but He is the light. You may not have audibly heard a voice, but there's a voice talking to you on the inside of you. You said, preacher, no, I don't know about this. Oh, yeah. Son, you'll think you're going crazy. You'll know, boy, I'm talking about, son, you'll battle it. You'll be fighting it tooth and nail. That spirit be wearing you out, and you'll be trying to go the other way, trying to tell you to go this way. You'll be trying to do it that way. It says, that way won't work. You got to do it this way. You got to do it this way. You got to do it this way. Paul said, I heard the voice. Paul said, I saw the light. He said, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou? I wonder tonight. So many times the Spirit speaks to you, you say, turn a deaf ear to it. But look with me what Paul did. Paul said, I not only saw the light and heard the voice. And right here is the key. Here's the key. He said, I was not disobedient. He said, I was obedient to the heavenly calling. But John, you was obedient to the heavenly calling. Obedient. Obedient. People all over this room. Brother Kevin, you was obedient to the heavenly calling. Sister Kim, you was obedient. Brother Brent, Sister Vicki, you was obedient to the heavenly calling. I truly believe that God knocks on everybody's heart at least one time. I believe that, and the Bible backs that up. He is no respecter of persons. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I believe that in my life. I believe He knocks on everybody's heart's door. Everybody's. I believe He speaks to everyone. But the question is, are you obedient to what He's called you to do? Salvation, service, whatever. Let me show you this tonight in the text. He said, what would you have me to do, Lord? Look what He said here. He says this, and I said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus. I'm Jesus. I am Jesus. Woo. Do you remember the day you got saved? Who knocked on your heart's door? Jesus. Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. Look what He said here. He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. Look at me in verse number 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, here He's still talking to Agrippa. He's still happy. O Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. What He called me to do, I was obedient. I was not disobedient. He said, preacher, what does that mean? He said, Jesus saved me powerfully. You said, did He save me powerfully? Look in verse number 16. He said, but rise. He'll never leave you where He found you. But rise. But rise, Stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Jesus saved me for a purpose. Do you know tonight he saved you for a purpose? Everybody in this room, you're saved for a purpose. You may be the only light somebody will ever see. Satan was. Lucifer used that one time in the Bible in Isaiah 14. Lucifer used one time. Day star, day bride. He was that light. He's the one that woke the morning. He was that light. Listen to me. And then he was disobedient. And no longer is he that light. But Jesus said that we are the light of the world. You and I, we're the light of the world. Sit on a hill that cannot be hid. We don't hide it under a bushel. And what does that do to Satan? It makes him fighting mad. Fighting mad. If I go in tomorrow to where Brother Jerry Gabby works, never been there before in my life, and I go in tomorrow and I say, I got his job. And they say, you out the door, Hoss, you gone. He's got your job now. Brother Jerry, you'd be mad. You'd be upset. I've got his job. I'm the light now. I'm the one that's going to be. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. He says, be a light for me. I've come inside of you to live in you that you may be a light unto this lost and dying world. And why is it so hard to let our light shine? It's because Satan don't like it. And he'll do anything to dim your light. He'll do anything to discredit your light. And you'll do anything to discredit your light too. You'll say, I'm just a Christian. It ain't that big a deal. It's huge. Being a follower of Jesus Christ is huge. You are a light that is sent into a lost and dying world. And I want you to get this tonight. That's the battle that you've got on your life because you happen to be a light. Number one, you got to be a light at your family. That's hard. That's hard. You hardly ever, listen, and I may fall down tomorrow and go stir crazy, but you won't know it. But you won't know it. Why? Because I've got somebody greater to look up to than you. And his name's Jesus. You can, folks, listen to me. I'm your pastor, and I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. My wife knows this. If my day is going stir crazy bad, whatever, I'm not, no. I'm fixing to back up. I'm fixing to regroup. I'm fixing to do something. I don't want the world to see me that way. I want them to see me happy, full of joy, full of light, full of peace. I said, preacher, why? Because I got an adversary. And he wants me to trip. He wants me to fall. He wants you to fall. He wants you to trip. He wants his church to trip. He wants his church to fall. You said it ain't that big a deal. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And as long as I live my light in front of my family, my wife, my daughter, and my son, as long as they say daddy was a light, the people I come in contact with will be able to say he was a light. But if I'm not a light to them, who am I going to be a light to? Tonight, what I'm trying to tell you, when you became obedient to that call on your life, you became a light of the world. It's living inside of you, and you must let it shine. Why, preacher? I love when you ask why. Look with me here in verse number 18. Why did he want Paul to be a light to the world? Here's the reason. Jesus saved me powerfully. Jesus sent me with a purpose. Why? To tell what he had seen and what he had heard. Because Jesus satisfied his soul. Look in verse number 18. Let's go to verse 17. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles on whom now I send thee to do what? To open their eyes. Folks, tonight, if you're a child of God, you've got a purpose, and that's to open people's eyes to the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be a light. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness. How am I going to turn them from darkness to light if I'm not letting my light shine? How am I going to turn them from darkness to light if I'm telling you what? That's why I'm happy. He's chose me to be a light in this dark world. When he saved me, he put a light inside of me. And I'm not talking about a 110, I'm talking about a 220, son. And before my heart done what it did, it may have been going to 440. I don't know, but I backed off just a little bit. Somebody asked me today, he said, "You still preaching hard?" I said, "Not near as hard as I want to. But I'm doing what he's allowed me to do. I've seen the light. I've heard his voice. And I'm obedient to what he's called me to do today. There's days I'm not. But today I'm obedient to what he's called me to do. And what he's called me to do, he said, to open, verse number 18, to open their eyes. To open their eyes. You got family you wish they'd open their eyes? Yeah, I do too. How are they going to open their eyes if they see me doom and gloom? No peace, no rest, no comfort. Don't know what to do. How are they going to see Jesus? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan. The power of Satan. He was that light. Isaiah 14, he was Lucifer. He was that light. He was beautiful. A beautiful light. Had power. By the way, still has power. From the power of Satan, a lost person is under the demonic power of Satan. They are. They can do some wicked things, son. A lost person do some wicked things. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may, why do you want to turn them? Why do you want them to see the true light? That they may receive forgiveness that you've received of sin. Receive forgiveness of sin. When you was obedient and you allowed him to come into your life, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. He told old Agrippa, he said, "I've showed you what I know. Tonight I've showed you what I know. I've showed you what I know tonight, that I saw the light, I've heard his voice. And I was obedient to what he's called me to do. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy. That I know that when this body one day wears out, runs down, whatever you call it, I'll have a home in heaven. Because I was obedient to the calling that he put on my life. That he might save me." Let me show you this. And here's the sad thing. Paul's happy. He's imprisoned. He's loving the Lord. Man, I'm talking about on cloud nine. And I want to read to you what was said. This happens in every church every Sunday. It does. Verse number 20. "But showed first unto them of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these cause the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me." All he done is told them to repent. They wanted to kill him. "Having therefore," verse 22, "having therefore obtained help of God, I continued unto this day witnessing." He said it didn't stop me, though. "Witnessing both the small and great, saying, none of the things in those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles." There's that light again. All I'm doing is just showing the light. "And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said unto him with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. Festus said, Paul, you mad, man. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the word of truth and soberness. Now Agrippa's the one doing the examination, and Festus is listening on. Now he done put his two cents in. Ain't that how it usually goes? He said, man, you done got mad. You done got tied up. Look at what he said. "For the thing nor to these things," in verse 26, "before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know thou believest." He said, "I know you believe what them prophets tell." And then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost. Almost saved is total lost. Totally lost is almost saved." And Agrippa said this. Paul told him, he was happy about it, even though he's in prison. He said, man, I saw the light, I heard the voice, and I was obedient, and he's changed me. He said, you see the proof. You see the proof. Then Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. How sad. Almost. Almost. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He said, Paul throwed in the towel and got mad. Oh, no. But what he said in verse 29, and Paul said, I would to God. Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Paul said, I'm telling you right now, I have bonds on my hands. I'm locked up. I'm imprisoned. You see what's going on, King Agrippa. You see everything going on in my life. But I'm as free can be. And he said, I wish to God that everybody could experience this. Why do we let the light shine in us? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said that you are the light of the world. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Why does he want you to let that light shine? That we might persuade somebody to be a Christian. I want to ask you a question tonight before we circle up and pray. Does your walk persuade anybody to be a Christian? Does your walk persuade anybody and say, man, I like to have what they got. Boy, I like to have that walk they got. Boy, I like to be right there where they are. Does your walk persuade anybody? So, preacher, I don't know. All you have to do is be obedient. Let him fill you up and pour you out. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, I